After a moment, Physignatos rushes in, followed by Kentaterion and Struthion. Kentaterion is the first to speak.
It's most disillusioning. We marched to the town hall in a peaceful demonstration. Only 18 arrests, which is remarkable. We had the crowd with us until Agathursos appeared, carried on a palanquin at the head of a solemn procession with Jason's golden fleece waving in the wind, when all the crowd, to a man, went over to him.
Physignatos nodded. Antrax has managed to get the entire temple of Jason to support him. That's why I've come to see Strolicus, the high priest of the Temple of the Frogs, the only possible counterweight on a purely spiritual level. Strolicus is furious with Agathursos in any case, by nature. He has summoned the Council of Ten. Struthion is horrified.
The Council of Ten? Because of a dispute about a donkey?
At that moment, Strolicus rushes in his quaint clerical costume, with a frog's head and front feet on his head, pursued by Philippides, the judge. Philippides is outraged.
But why summon the Council of Ten? Don't you know that they're only to be convoked in case of war or insults to the gods?
Precisely, ranted Strolicus. I had reports from my informants that during the night the sacred frogs interrupted their usual cheerful ditty, quack, 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 to switch to a mournful cadence,
fai, fai, dilililililoi.
Last night, I mounted vigil over the divine pond and found out the reason. Half of them were devoured by storks. Now, you know full well that because of the sacred nature of the frogs, the raising of storks is expressly forbidden within the radius of Abdera City. But one person has callously and brazenly disobeyed this rule.
Philippides was chastened.
How dreadful!
Who is the godless profligate? The breeder of the predatory storks is none other than... Strolicus had some difficulty getting the name out.
Agathursos!
The others gasped in union.
Agathursos!